Miller Orthodontics is a proud supporter of KPCW. Many dentists provide a variety of services to include braces and can fix minor issues with tooth alignment. However, orthodontists have 2 more years of a full-time residency limited to growth and tooth alignment. Information about us is available at m2ortho.com.
And good morning. You're listening to the Sundance Reel here on KPCW. Big thank you to our sponsor this year, Mark Miller Subaru. Love the experience at markmillersubaru.com. I'm Leslie Thatcher, and joining me in the studio today, my co-host, Barbara Bretz, one of our Friday film reviewers, and also a publisher of a daily Sundancer.
Which I'm running about 5 movies behind right now, I'll catch up.
Well, thanks for being here.
Sure.
Let's see. Let's talk about, maybe just some of your favorites.
You know, I have to start in on the light and funny ones because we all tend to overdose a little bit on the dark and weird sometimes at Sundance. But we saw a movie earlier this week that was just delightful. It's called Sing Street, and it's from the same director that gave us Once and Begin Again. It's kind of autobiographical about him growing up in Ireland, and it's just wonderful about a bunch of schoolboys who form a band, and they're influenced by the band and band videos of the 1980s, and so they sort of transform from one look to another look, and the music is great, and the talent is fun. So that was really a great story, and we loved laughing along with that one.
Yeah, I know one of Trevor Gross, programming director's favorite as well.
It will be out there for sure. Another one that was really funny and enjoyable was Love and Friendship, and that's the period piece, sort of a few years earlier than Downton Abbey, you know, very appropriately British, but very hysterical, and just the evil, manipulating, beautiful woman that's cruising from house to house, estate to estate back in the day, wreaking havoc wherever she goes. And it was very well received. And I think it's been purchased as well. And then one we saw last night called The Intervention, which I think the best way to describe that is kind of a new millennium big chill, and a group of friends all gather at this beautiful setting in Savannah for an intervention that one of them feels is necessary with one of the couples who just aren't getting along. And as the day wears on, you realize that it perhaps is more than just one couple who might benefit from intervention. And so there's a lot of comedic and some touching human dynamics that go on during the weekend, but we really enjoyed that as well.
Yeah, so are these all dramatic and all part of the competition or premieres here?
You know, I'm not sure that they're all in competition. I didn't write down what category they came from. We've just sort of been going in and out that revolving door at Eccles, and one kind of blends into the other. Another one that was really good was called Other People, and that director is a Saturday Night Live director, and also starred Molly Shannon, who did a great job last year in Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl, but this year she's the dying girl. She's a mom with cancer, and so we kind of live through her last year, and the movie begins and ends with her deathbed scene. And just like a lot of Sundance movies, you just can't believe you're going to be watching about a movie about death and cancer, and you end up laughing as much as you do. But they did a great job with that.
So you really like to stick with the dramatic film, some?
We did, but I mean, that doesn't mean they've all been light and funny. I was there for Manchester by the Sea, who was the same director that gave us You Can Count on Me a few years ago. And that was excruciating to sit through, but not because it was bad. It was just so well acted, and there's a lot of deep depression and some issues that the main character, Casey Affleck, is dealing with. And as the director said at the end, he said, you know, I can't even get my head around what it would take to live and go on living after experiencing the tragedy that you find out has affected Casey Affleck. But he said thousands of people do it every day, and I think they deserve to have a movie made about them. So it was quite heavy, but really well acted and very well done.
I think that one was purchased as well.
I believe so. And then, of course, the big buzz is the sale that happened yesterday or the day before with Birth of a Nation. And I was at that premiere, and that you knew you were watching something big. And I really had to remind myself that this is the first directorial debut of this young actor who starred in it, screenwrote it, and directed it. I noticed Mel Gibson was listed in the credits at the end as people to thank, and I'm sure that maybe he consulted with him about the process he went through when he did Braveheart and, you know, some of the other films that he's been involved in. But it was really an awesome film, very well done. And it's also been interesting to hear some of the talk or the chatter between press people, because a few of the press snobs might have said, oh, you know, it was overly dramatic, it was over the top, it was unnecessarily brutal. And they had some critique of it that I don't think the majority of us really agreed with, and I don't think John Q. Public will agree with that either. I think they'll all be pretty amazed with the talent and the cast and several standing ovations during the film.
Yeah, there was a segment on Morning Edition this morning about the purchase, like 17.5 million,
big-time record for Sundance.
Yep. Well, we're going to get to our first guest. You're listening to the Sundance Reel here on KPCW. Stay tuned.
Josh Carr here, membership director at Park Meadows Country Club, sponsor of KPCW. Park Meadows offers an 18-hole Jack Nicklaus golf course, weekly ski groups, on-mountain club including parking and locker room at Chateau Deer Valley, cross-country skiing, fine dining, and fitness center. Golf and social memberships available at 649-2460 or on the web.